This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is a real alarming finding. We're being told that hospitals across the United States are throwing away organs. Maybe they're not 100% perfect, but they're not useless organs. They're throwing away organs, and we're being told that they are denying the sickest people life-saving transplants. Now, why would hospitals do that? Well, remember there was a federal crackdown on poor surgical outcomes? They say as a result of this, hospitals are denying patients who they think would end up coming back because of a rejection or having an issue or a poor outcome to the transplant. Now, let's though dig a little deeper because this obviously needs to be dissected more. They say thousands of patients are losing the chance at surgeries that could significantly prolong their lives, and the altruism of organ donation is being wasted. According to Dr. Adele Bazorgzadeh, a transplant surgeon at UMass Memorial Medical Center, says it's gut-wrenching and mind-boggling. He co-authored a recent study that showed a sharp uptick in the number of people dropped from organ transplant waiting lists since the federal government set transplant standards in 2007. These standards are tied to federal hospital ratings and Medicare funding, which is the main payer for transplants and obviously key source income for hospitals. They say the hospital's ability to meet those standards helps determine the reputation within the medical community. And remember the new rating system they have? Surgeries involving imperfect organs and extremely ill patients are more risky. So hospitals that do many of them run the risk of poor outcomes. Therefore, it could hurt their performance on the standards. Soon after the study was published in April, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services changed its benchmarks to give hospitals and surgeries more leeway to fail. But patients and doctors are still uneasy about the erosion of one of the transplantation's fundamental principles that the sicker you are, the higher you move up the waiting list for donated organs. Remember years ago, that's the way it was. There could be an organ, and we will transport it, you know, regionally to the hospital where we have the sickest person who needs it the most. Now there's been more of a triage going on where we want better outcome. So rather than give the organ to a 75-year-old male, let's give it to a 25-year-old female or a 25-year-old male. And so it's a nightmare for a lot of people. The study by Bazorgzadeh, published by the American College of Surgeons, found that the increasing reluctance to perform transplants on the sickest patients is directly tied to the onset of the standards enforced by the CMS. In the first 5 years after adoption of the standards, more than 4,300 transplant candidates were removed from waiting lists by hospitals. That's up 86% from the 2,300 patients who were delisted in the 5 years prior to regulation. Bazorgzadeh said the federal regulations are turning transplantation into a numbers game that makes it harder to help patients who deserve a fighting chance. So they say if you have a young guy who has a 100% chance of dying, but only a 30% chance of dying with a transplant, you'd say give the guy a chance, even if the operation is risky. But they could still get penalized if obviously anything goes wrong. So this is very, very frustrating. You know, I told you guys that you need to find yourself an organ buddy because I think it's going to be harder and harder to get, you know, to be able to get an organ. They remind us that just because somebody is high risk doesn't necessarily mean failure. They say Michael Coyle was initially turned down for a liver transplant in 2015. He suffered from repeated and lengthy hospitalizations. He was on the verge of giving up medical treatment when his niece, an operating room nurse, helped him find a different transplant center. He said, she was the only one who really got me going. I had told my wife that we would go home and I would just try to live the best we could, and I was prepared to do that, but my niece wouldn't allow it. And and from what I understand, now he's doing well. So what does that mean for you or I? Well, we need to really, really watch closely as these federal regulations start to get more and more strict. Even though they loosened things up, there's still some basic premises in the stratification of care that hospitals give. And unfortunately, the government is not looking at the doctor-patient relationship like we do, or the provider-patient relationship like we do. Okay, I think a patient has had a phenomenal experience if their questions are answered, if their needs are met, and we did the best we could. That is not what's being rated. What's being rated are outcomes. Now, many of us physicians, in medical conferences, look at each other like, how the hell do we make sure our patients take their medication? What if the patients don't do their follow-up? You do a phenomenal job in the hospital, you discharge them, they get their medications, you hand them their medications, but they don't take their medications. So then they come back to the hospital. You still get dinged. Because the government says, well, you should have made sure they take their medications. You should have called them. You should have gone to their house. You should have had more appropriate follow-up. Okay, I mean, how much more? Something's going to snap. So now we're looking at transplants, and if you don't fit on black and white paper or on a computer screen, you know, a demographic that would please the hospital rating system or CMS, and you appear to possibly be a frequent flyer later, that is going to ding you, and you may not be able to live because you won't get the transplant. I find this absolutely this is astonishing. But then again, that's what socialized medicine is. As we start to move towards socialized medicine, it's about, look, we're going to triage and we're going to pick and choose who gets the resources. I mean, look at what's happening in England. One major medical group is saying, look, for the next 4 months, none of these less acute referrals, just everybody wait. We'll just deal with the serious stuff. Well, so what are you supposed to do for 4 months, and what if what you have is serious? 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you five or six soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Ali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A little bit later today, we're going to be talking about a robotic suit that is helping paralyzed people feel their legs again. This is so cool. I love robots. So I don't particularly want them to do my surgery for me, but I love and I'm so fascinated by how we are able to do things with robots. Except for the employment shift. That I don't like. But in medicine, I like robots. Okay, let's just put it there. Okay. We have a very serious study to talk about where if you have a serious infection, sepsis, hepatitis, HIV, and you're hospitalized for that, you have an increased risk of suicide. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a mom had to abort her baby because the baby had mermaid syndrome, where rather than two legs, The baby had a mermaid-like tail. We'll talk about what that is. We'll also talk about how certain medications will act differently on men than women due to hormones and genes. Now, this makes sense, but it's very interesting, some of the differences. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A few months ago, one of you was talking about your husband embarrassing you, and you were worried that the way he embarrasses you is, starting to kind of put a dent, you know, in the marriage and in the relationship such that you don't want to be around him. Well, I was looking up spousal embarrassment, and we've talked about this. I believe she's a sex therapist, Tracy Cox. She talks about spousal embarrassment, and she says there's like four types of embarrassment, okay, four categories. One is an emphatic embarrassment, where something unintentionally embarrassing, like your partner knocking a drink all over your boss, something like that, where it's just emphatic, it's like just so out there. Reflective embarrassment, they say, is, they say there's the ones embarrassing themselves, but you're the one who feels humiliated, thinking everything's wondering what's wrong with you for sticking with such a person. Okay, I do that to my husband all the time. Whenever I do stand up or I'm giving a speech or a talk and I start, going off about, my, abilities in bed and things like that, he's getting embarrassed because they look at him like, really, she's that bad in bed? What are you doing with her? You know, that kind of thing. So I embarrass my husband a lot with reflective embarrassment. Then there's something called one-sided embarrassment, where, Tracy brings up dad dancing. You know, so you are mortified by their behavior, but they're not. So they're just out there dancing, and they're looking, they're just so bad, or they're so bad at singing, and you're standing there mortified, and they're not. And then there's targeted embarrassment, when your partner intentionally or unintentionally directly embarrasses you. I did that to my husband also. So it's like, let's say, for example, I was in a restaurant practicing my Spanish, and I was with another one of my friends who's Latina, and we were speaking to the server who spoke Spanish. Actually, there was, I believe he was a bus person who was Spanish speaking only. And so we were telling him that our husbands had holes in their underwear and things like that, but we did it in Spanish. You know, él tiene una baque grande en la ropa interior. And he's like, oh, okay, see, you know, and then we were basically embarrassing our husbands in Spanish. I still think it's funny. We're telling our husbands, we're just talking about, the salad. They're like, no, I think we know what you guys are talking about. So, I think I've done it all. I think I have just done it all for I don't even know why my husband would stay with me. So they say, following are the top 20 ways our partners humiliate us in public and what to do if it happens to you. Okay, so first, arguing. Whether you're raising your voice or making angry hand gestures, that could be pretty embarrassing. And so I usually, tell my husband when he starts to get mad or he starts to, I start walking the other way or looking the other way because I don't want people to think we're engaged in a fight. I'll let him go off, but then I'll because if I'm not there, then he has nobody yell at type of thing, right? Okay? Because he's yelling at me for embarrassing him. So that's one thing. When you spill secrets, when you let your friends know exactly how much you spent on your house sofa bag, when you tell your boss how you frequently stay up late, watching TV, things like that, picking your toenails, those kinds of things, you got to be careful spilling secrets. You know, like I'll be sitting there with our friends and my husband's friends, and then I'll talk about how I have, how I forgot to shave my legs that month, and then he's just sitting there getting embarrassed. When you give intimate details of your sex life, I never do that. Let me see. Please don't talk about that. That embarrasses your partner. Yeah. Political rants. Okay, we've got to be very, very careful going off on politics, because just in case your spouse is not ready to get any stink eye, I don't care if you love Hillary, if you love Trump, just, when you have that conversation, don't do it with your spouse around. Unless, of course, he's going to back you up. Swearing. Okay? You know, I've been very good over the past 9 years because once I started radio, I learned that you need to really, really control bad words. And, but you know, sometimes, I just, you know, when I see my friends from medical school and we get together, all of a sudden 20 years was like nothing. And we just pick up where we left off, and the way we talked to each other 20 years ago was really brutal. That kind of thing. And then, of course, bad language, you need to be careful. Shocking table manners. I didn't realize I was embarrassing my husband, but we were drinking soup. And I, you know, my father, you know, being Israeli, yeah, of course we use silverware, but for a lot of it, you would eat, you know, pita, or you'd, you know, scoop, you could scoop rice with your hand. You use your hands a lot, okay, when you eat. In fact, I eat more with my hands. I eat steak a lot of times and chicken with my fingers than with, I just do. I just like using my fingers. I'm not very good with utensils. Don't ask. I could do surgery. Yeah, surgical instruments are easy, but forks and knives, no. I'd rather just pick the food up and eat it. And so, you know, when you drink your soup, you know, you take the soup and then you just, I'm not going to sit there with a spoon trying to get the last pieces of fluid and the last rice or chicken pieces down there. So I would just take my soup and I would drink it. And, you know, he looked at me shocked. Like, that's not how you drink soup. You need to, like, use a spoon. So table manners. Please be careful getting drunk. Getting drunk really embarrasses your spouse. We're talking about, for those who just joined us on the Dr. Dolly Show, how to embarrass your spouse, but not on purpose. Okay, I love to embarrass Corey. I mean, in fact, I sometimes when I have a bad day, I just stop everything to think about what I could do to embarrass him because I think that stuff is fun. But, you know, sometimes intentionally we can embarrass them, and getting drunk is not good, especially if you twerk. Please, no twerking. When you start to be too frisky or over affectionate, that is very embarrassing. The last thing we want is somebody sitting there and, you know, grabbing you and no, don't be doing that. Bad clothing choices really, really stink. That's not good. When you flirt with other people, okay, you know, when you start being flirty, not good. You know what? I am like I'm the worst wife looking at all this. Oh no, bad jokes. They say nothing creates a false smile quicker than somebody who tells jokes that seriously aren't at all funny. Okay, and
can I tell one of those real quick?
Yeah, please. I love bad jokes.
So, my favorite joke, I learned it from somebody forever ago. And, what'd the farmer say when he lost his tractor?
What?
Where's my tractor?
See?
Worst joke ever. It's like half your audience is dying laughing, probably pulling over. The other half is checking to make sure that their permit for their gun is still legal, and they're like, Minnesota, here we come. That was the worst thing we've ever heard.
No. Yes, but you see, I think that's funny. Whenever I go to, and I love going to comedy clubs, if there's somebody with a joke that's not funny, I make myself laugh looking at, you know, everybody else's, you know, or I just, I don't know, I think non-funny jokes are funny. I do. So okay. So you know, I have a lot of Polish, and so there's a very famous Polish joke. I don't like to say because I don't want to insult anybody who's Polish. But me being Polish and having so much Polish in me, but you know, it has to do with the tree and you know, raking the leaves and things like that, right? And I laugh at that all the time. And it's not a good joke. It's a stupid joke. But it's sometimes the stupider. That's why we like movies like Ted. You know. Because they're stupid jokes. Yeah, he's like, okay, I want to know the joke. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air. Okay, burping, farting, not good. Insensitive comments or behavior. Desperately embarrassing, dancing, openly criticizing, constant put-downs, being clumsy, repeating stories, and bragging. Don't brag about your good jokes either, especially if they stink. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Felly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. So a brain-controlled robotic suit, see, I'm thinking about soup, I'm getting hungry, has helped 8 patients with severe spinal cord injuries recover some of their neurological function, according to scientists in the journal Scientific Reports. After 12 months of training in a lab, some of the participants began to regain sensations below the point of their spinal cord injury, and others also regained some muscle movement. This is fascinating. It's only 8 patients, but wow. According to Dr. Miguel Nicolese of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, as you can imagine, this is for us a very important milestone. Nobody ever imagined that one day we will be talking about the possibility of using brain-machine interface to induce partial neurological recovery in patients who have been diagnosed as having complete spinal cord injury. That's true. If it wasn't a Back to the Future, I didn't think about it. So we are, were you thinking about brain-machine interface inducing partial neurological recovery? I wasn't. The robotic suit that the participants used consists of an exoskeleton, right? An endoskeleton is what we have inside our body. Exo is out. That is guided by brain activity picked up by electrodes placed on the scalp. Signals from sensors in the lining of the exoskeleton travel to users' forearms where they can still have sensation so that they can receive some form of sensory feedback as they learn to walk with the exoskeleton. This is so super cool. The system also makes use of a virtual reality environment that enables the user to practice moving an avatar as they imagine walking. Oh, gosh. Oh, they're going to make more Avatar movies? I think there's going to be like 4 more Avatar movies. It was okay. I didn't think it was that big a hit. I mean, it was okay. The movie was okay. It was good. I just don't think I could sit through 4 more. But anyway, they say for almost a decade. I mean, unless they do something like this. This could be pretty cool. They say the amount of neurological improvement the participants experience is not enough to allow them to walk unassisted, but it can improve their quality of life. For almost a decade, the patients have remained on the most severe classification of spinal cord injury. By the end of 2014, half of these patients were able to be reclassified as being partial paraplegic. So this is totally cutting edge, according to Ella Plow, researcher at Cleveland FES Center and assistant professor at Cleveland Clinic's Lerner College of Medicine. She says telling the patient that they are completely injured is a very difficult process because it means they have no, you know, they infer that there's no potential for recovery. But then they took these patients, gave them long-term retraining through a mix of techniques, and realized that they could generate a process of partial recovery. This is promising, and if my quote could be added to this, way super cool. So scientists and physicians need to really get their poop together, and we may need to, you know, figure out other ways to either rekindle the nerves or other ways to bypass the nerves. And because, I mean, what's a nerve? Okay, your brain has to send a signal, and it sends signals to parts of the body through the nerve. So if we have another way to send that signal, the only problem is 10 years of not having nerve signals. Some of these parts of the body are, you know, asleep. And how do you wake them up from a deep sleep with an exoskeleton? So this is, you know, they got to figure out a way how to rekindle these, you know, and you know, having a spinal cord injury and a severing of the nerves, you could have healthy nerves post a spinal cord injury. Yeah, there's going to be some degeneration and you know, but there is a potential depending on how quickly after spinal cord injury. Spinal cord injury means you lose the connection, but you could have cords to and from that connection loss that could be worked with. So this is fascinating. They said we might have triggered a process of reorganization in the cortex and spinal cord of these patients, what we normally refer to as plasticity. We may have rekindled these remaining nerves to be able to send messages from the brain of the patients to the periphery. Brain is central, periphery are your fingers and your legs. So brain-machine interfaces are now at the forefront of attempting to restore mobility to people with various forms of paralysis. So they've been now trying to do brain chips, robotic arms. They were able to restore sense of touch in a prosthetic hand. Unfortunately, most of these advances are still confined to the lab. 2 years ago, the researchers demonstrated, according to Huffington Post, the brain-controlled exoskeleton at the 2014 FIFA World Cup opening ceremony in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And they had Juliano Pinto, a paralyzed person, wearing the exoskeleton, kicking the first ball. That is pretty, pretty cool. I really foresee if we are looking at, in terms of our technology, I foresee that we are going to be able to get paraplegics to walk again using robotic exoskeleton systems. I do foresee that. Unfortunately, when you look at the contraptions now, it looks like something from the 1960s. Big, huge computer, big robotic apparatuses, but I think we'll be able to have that technology where they wear these sensors or these electrodes. I believe. I don't really believe we're going to live on Mars, but I believe in this. They say 7 of the 8 patients in the study had what's known as grade A spinal cord injury, so they lack complete motor and sensory, so move and feel, below the level of the injury. After the training, 3 of them saw enough neurological improvement to reclassify it as C, which is reserved for patients who could show some voluntary muscle movement below the level of injury. Another patient with a grade B was also reclassified to grade C. So, pretty cool. I'm excited by that. I think we got a lot to look forward to. But, of course, please just, try not to get the spinal cord injury. Don't think, we got a safety net for you guys. We don't. From an economic safety net, looks like Macy's is going to, which, by the way, was one of the worst transition segues. I apologize, okay? Didn't know how to transition to Macy's. I could have transitioned to Macy's from the bra segment we did. I could have done that. Macy's is going to shut 100 more stores. Macy's Inc. said today that it's going to close about 100 of its full-line stores next year, which is 15% of its full-line store base. The struggling retailer is grappling with rapid changes in people's buying habits. What did I predict, people? I think we all predicted this. People are buying online. The Cincinnati-based company said the locations of the closed stores would be announced at a later date. It would not say whether the closures would include any of its stores in California, as this story comes from the LA Times. They say most of the closures will occur early next year and involve an unspecified number of job cuts. Macy's currently operates 675 full-line stores nationwide and 728 stores overall. The stores being closed generate roughly $1 billion in annual sales, or 4% of Macy's total sales. They say the closing of the stores, they say nearly all of the stores to be closed are actually cash flow positive, but their volume and profitability in most cases have been declining steadily in recent years. Yeah, Macy's is going to get a big boost Christmas time too. So right before these stores close, they're going to show, higher profits. They said, Macy's said closing the stores are going to enable the chain to bolster its online presence. See, online. And elevate our total customer experience across all methods of shipping. 40 stores were cut earlier this year. They do not feel it's going to affect the Bloomingdale's division. So, Macy's, huge retailer. Kohl's, Nordstrom are under intense pressure because of foot traffic at shopping malls is dropping. Less people are going to shopping malls. Plus, and not only the ease of buying online, but, as we see these shootings and, violence and the more we see that, in our beautiful country, the less people are going to want to go out. People are going to want to be confined to their home when it's safe. And what's society going to look like later? But it's a shame to see any jobs cut. But I'm hoping that many of these retailers, or for those people that work in retail, are preparing themselves for the next few years to be major layoffs. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at
at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael, big thank you for sending me this this article on a bunch of retailers closing their stores. I want to get to a little bit more health headlines, but I heard that Walmart was closing stores. Apparently, we have from USA Today a report that of the following top retailers that are closing stores in 2016. Sports Authority, we know, we've heard of, with 460 stores shutting down. Sports Authority filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in March. They were originally going to plan to close 140 stores, but now I think they are completely folding. Dick's Sporting Goods bought Sports Authority and some leases for $15 million. But nonetheless, a lot of stores, people out of jobs. Walmart is closing 269 stores, including 154 on U.S. soil. The world's largest retailer said they were going to close. This was earlier this year, 269 stores. We heard about that. In my neck of the woods, only one luckily was lost. But in Texas, 29. In California, 9. Arkansas, 11. Wow. In North Carolina, it looks like 17. Puerto Rico, 7. So, yeah. Aeropostale, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's apparel. Aeropostale. They're closing 154 stores. Kmart and Sears are closing 78 stores. It looks like the majority of them in California and on the East Coast. Ralph Lauren is closing at least 50 stores. So thank you for this. I appreciate it. A lot of retailers. Scary stuff. I just hope that there's going to be enough, internet sale jobs or tech jobs or computer jobs. See, that's not me. I'm retail. I mean, if I didn't practice medicine or teach, it would be more retail and marketing, and I don't know how I would do that, you know. Well, let's switch gears. Let's talk about how being a man or being a woman could change the medication that you're taking and how it affects your body. There's a new paper that where the researchers reveal that women who are prescribed drugs may actually be taking these medications that were never tested on females. They say females are excluded from clinical trials under the assumption that one size fits all. And it is believed that a new painkiller or antidepressant would be equally effective in either sex. But a growing number of scientists are saying, wait a second, hormones and genetic differences affect how medicines behave in the body. So drugs might affect women differently than men. Writing in the journal Cell Metabolism, experts said both men and women must be accounted for in trials to move medical advances forward. So previous studies have shown ibuprofen is much more effective in men, while women experience better pain relief with opioids. It's very interesting. Other research shows women respond better to SSRI antidepressants like Lexapro, Prozac, Xanax, but men, not Xanax, Lexapro, Prozac, Zoloft, but men may fare better on tricyclic antidepressants. Elleville. Professor Deborah Clegg of Cedars-Sinai Hospital in California, where I was born when it was called Cedars 11, said right now when you go to the doctor, you're given a prescription. It might not ever have been tested in females. That blows my mind that the FDA would approve something that wasn't tested in a certain sex. Huh. They said almost all basic research, regardless of whether it involves rodent models, dogs, or humans, is predominantly done in males. The majority of research is done with the assumption that men and women are biologically the same. Professor Clegg said one reason women are excluded from studies is because levels of hormones such as estrogen and progesterone fluctuate during the menstrual cycle. This may impact the study, and so researchers often use men instead. Well, then, if a woman's hormones are enough to fluctuate and possibly mess up a study, then you don't think that goes away when they take a medication after the study? Okay, I mean, obviously we're going to have fluctuations in and of itself. And what about men and their testosterone fluctuating? They say the sex hormones are implicated in all biological processes, including sensitivity to fatty acids or the ability to metabolize simple sugars. Professor Clegg said the differences of implications for all clinical trials, whether they are testing the effects of a drug or a body's ability to tolerate an organ transplant. She said chromosomal differences also exist, obviously. There is little research examining whether drugs behave differently in the presence of an XX chromosome as opposed to an XY. Her laboratory is currently investigating the impact of gender reassignment surgery on cardiovascular risk. Women are traditionally protected against cardiovascular disease when compared to men until they're over 50. Then she said it's unclear what happens with a transsexual woman. A man who has transitioned to become a woman and is prescribed female hormones, are they at a lower risk or a higher risk for heart disease? So they're looking at that. So really cool stuff. I mean, these are things that, you know, we have to have questions on. Let me just really quickly review some differences. They say ibuprofen is much more effective than men. Women, more relief of pain, opioids. We talked about the SSRIs. That's about all we have right now. Oh, also, what they're currently studying is sleeping medicines. They're also currently looking at women possibly not clearing the sleeping medicine as easy as men do. So let's say you take Xanax, a benzodiazepine, to help you sleep for your anxiety. Will men clear it out of their system quicker? You know, medicines have half-lives, but it also depends on how your liver metabolizes, how your kidneys metabolize. You know, is it getting dissolved in the stomach? So if there's differences between women and men, they're right now looking to see if women are going to be more dopey the next day, sedated with that medication on board. You know, right now most of the differences seem to be compensated for or corrected by giving less medication to women. But remember Ambien came out? Or I don't know if it was Ambien, but FDA made a recommendation for us to reduce the dose for what women receive when it comes to these non-hypnotic sleep medications like Ambien, Lunesta, etc. So they came out saying, don't give women 10 milligrams, give them 5. And, of course, my female patients was like, what is this? This is discrimination. And I'm like, they said for women, we have to give you less because you metabolize it differently. So we've already been flirting with that. We've already been, you know, taking that into account. Just, you know, a lot of women don't like getting half a pill than a man, especially if it only comes 5 and 10. I taught them they could probably do like a 7.5, but if that's what the FDA recommends, I can't recommend it. All right, Florida is battling Zika. They're now up to 22 people being confirmed to have the virus from local bites. We're expecting that number to rise. But not only is Florida battling mosquitoes, they're also battling apathy, like we talked about with Puerto Rico yesterday. Apparently, state and federal health authorities are on a high alert, but the general public not that worried. A Washington Post ABC News poll revealed that 65% of Americans say they are not too worried or not at all worried. And they or an immediate family member will be infected by Zika. Even in places like Florida and Texas, just 43% said they were a little worried. Florida Governor Rick Scott said in an interview, I don't think anyone should take this lightly. We take anything like this seriously. We've been at work on Zika since February. Florida has more than 380 cases of Zika, and close to 60 are in pregnant women. Most infections occurred after people traveled to an affected country. Scott said he has allocated $26 million in state funds to combat Zika. So, yeah, you know, here's the thing. When it comes to, like, Ebola, I mean, what happened with Ebola? Everybody was so scared to death. You know, nobody touched each other's bodily fluids. Everybody in the hospital was like, okay, look, you know, did you travel to West Africa? You know, have you been exposed to somebody with Ebola? And once you start to have people freak out, you know, I think we did a very good job preventing it from coming to American soil to the degree that it did. However, with Zika, when people don't care, we're like, well, there's nothing we can do about it, or it just affects pregnant women. And then it doesn't affect us, even though I've explained many times it does. Apathy always leads to the revolution. Gotta be very, very careful. Very careful, because these mosquitoes can take over. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink, and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.